Hey, what's up, flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
It's Halloween. You better get ready. You know, I feel like Facebook and Instagram have added a lot of pressure to making sure your kid has a good Halloween costume. When I was a kid, I was the Wolfman every year. Every year I put on a flannel shirt and glued some hair to my face, and I was the Wolfman. We put no thought into it whatsoever. Now you can't get away with that. Nowadays, you let your kids wear the same costume 7 years in a row, you get a visit from Child Protective Services. They'll knock on the door and tell you to mix it up.
It is the mixed cast with my woo man, my main man.
Wayne man.
That's top shelf, everybody.
Yeah!
Oh, I'm Steve Minks, by the way.
Hi.
That is the mighty Reverend in Fuego.
So mighty.
Soon to be seen on the Wheel of Fortune.
I friggin' hope soon.
I do too. Everybody's favorite, Mono Nick.
I was really waiting for the deep voice guy on that Thriller.
Oh,
yeah.
The Vincent Price guy?
Whatever his name was.
Maybe next time.
Vincent Price.
From the Hounds of Hell.
For next year's Halloween cast. It's a short one this week. We'll get into why, but first let's do the jam of the week. I figured this is the perfect band since we are leading up to Halloween. It's a band by the name of Ghost.
If you have ghosts, you have everything. If you have ghosts,
I think Nick's gonna like this.
You
band.
Have everything.
They definitely don't sound like I thought they would right out of the
you
gate.
You can say anything you want, and you can do anything you want to do if you have ghosts. You have everything. One never does that.
Toppy's done. He hates it.
I thought they were a rock band.
They are. This is kind of like a weird cover that they do from Rocky Erickson, the weird trippy guy that did a bunch of drugs.
Oh, yeah, 13th Floor Elevators.
Right.
Yeah.
Who we got introduced to, a lot of people did because of Dave Grohl.
Okay.
On Sonic Highways.
Okay,
they
awesome.
Talk about Rocky Erickson, and oddly enough, Dave Grohl produced this covers record that Ghost made, and on the drums is Dave Grohl.
Oh, wow. Awesome.
Although they won't admit to that. He's one of the nameless ghouls in the band.
Dude, they have such an amazing theme. Like, Ghost is an amazing band. This song,
That's why I was expecting something much more, like, crazy, like...
They get a little heavier.
Yeah.
They're not... His voice doesn't get much crazier than this.
Okay.
But the band gets a little bit heavier.
Yeah.
Not, like, scary metal heavy, but more hard.
Now, I love the connection with Rocky because I got to go and see him a couple years ago.
What?
Yeah. He opened the Black Angels.
Yeah.
They opened for him and they played as his backing band because that guy's mentally insane.
Yeah, he's done a lot of LSD, I think.
Yeah.
He's just like this weird, trippy rock guy from back in the 70s.
He's one of the founding members of progressive or like psychedelic music.
Yep.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Rev hates it. Toppy hates it. Nick, I'm
in.
I love this song.
Thanks to
you guys. Too bad. It's my special day.
Well, it's your podcast and it's your jam.
It's our podcast, but it is my jam. Now, for those that don't know anything about Ghost, you might be seeing, like, on KSW's Facebook page and a few different personalities from Taryn to Matt Koch to the Metal Shop guys. A lot of people obsess over this group. They have a cult-like following, and makes sense because the singer, Papa, kind of comes off like this cult-like hero.
This is the guy with the black and white face?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
And they look like demented priests, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Or possessed priests.
Yeah, it's like a pope. Yeah, the anti-pope. Yeah.
The funny thing is, like, they were just on Metal Shop. They did an acoustic set where they did this song, Toppy, so you can enjoy it. I love that you hate it. That makes me happy.
This should be on Warm.
Oh, you know what? Piss off, brah.
Okay.
Look, right there, that's an electric guitar.
I'd say this would fit on the end, for sure.
Yeah. Well,
if not us.
He wears all that makeup. The band wears, like, these crazy, weird demon masks, and they don't, they're, like, basically, like, they call them the nameless or the faceless ghouls, the nameless ghouls. And the funny thing is, when he does interviews, he doesn't do interviews as Papa, the frontman, because Papa's too good for interviews.
Gotcha.
So he then assumes the role, inside sources, but the frontman then becomes one of the faceless ghouls.
Oh, trade secrets, man.
And does the interviews for the band.
It's so amazing. It's, I just...
The 100% conviction in what they do, which I think is awesome.
And I just... It's... I just love just... The pageantry, not that song, but the other songs, like the new album is great.
You
like Castle Took Me Up, and
shelf.
I love the album, but
new album is great.
Yeah, yeah. It's just this is great stuff.
Yeah, it's very interesting. It's a lot of fun. I know. I like that song. You guys can all suck it, except for Nick.
Yeah,
and you guys can go suck each other's face, making out to that song.
Man taco.
No, it's taco chicken, sir.
Taco chicken.
Oh, taco chicken.
Yeah. I didn't get to see them when they performed. And I guess that each album, or I'm not sure if it's each album, but they have a new Papa. So he's Papa Emeritus III. But I think it's the same guy every time, just with different makeup.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Yeah. I'm not as hardcore as some of the people here at the station, but I do like the band.
Do they only put out albums when there's a new Pope elected?
I guess so. Right?
That would be hilarious.
That would be forever. Then.
I was totally expecting like Cookie Monster rock out of that. I've seen pictures, but I've never heard them.
I'm the same
and
as
I'm
you.
I'm like, what the hell?
We have a song in our system.
Okay, I'll look for it.
It's called, the band's Ghost.
Right.
Or sometimes they're called Ghost BC because there was a different band, Ghost, which I originally thought was the Ghost that everyone was talking about, and it's not good. And I'm like, why are people into this band? They suck. And it turns out it was the wrong Ghost that I was listening
to. And unfortunately, they got that.
I love it, Ghost BC.
Yeah. You got it?
Yeah.
All right. Maybe you guys will like this song.
See, there you go.
This is what I was expecting.
Oh, we're playing this on the air. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
This is way closer than what...
I love that. I gave you the worst first impression of the band.
See, this is great.
It's a little haunting and evil.
Yeah.
That other song, man.
And he's like a weird frontman. Like, he's just kind of very, like, theater-based...
Yeah.
It's almost like the Phantom of the Opera in a metal band. Is this better, Toppy?
Yeah.
It's got that charging Alice in Chains feel right here.
A little bit of like an Avenged Sevenfold vibe,
yeah.
Too.
Even though you've been told so.
Stay positive, Top Shelf.
Yeah, I'm man. All right, so now we're one for one, or one for two.
Yeah.
We're batting 500. Do we have any other ghost songs in there?
Not in the system that I see.
Okay.
No.
Because there's one from the, I think it's from the Pinnacle to the Pit, I believe it's called. I don't know, but that's the popular one too with the kids these days.
The kids.
You know what's up.
Yeah,
ghost
sure.
BC. Okay.
It's crazy kids.
How many albums do they have? Have they been around for a long time? There's a little bass guitar.
2010, I think, is their first record.
Okay. That's the E string right there, in case you kids were scoring at home.
Ooh, look at you.
I used to play for about a month.
Okay, it's like, play what?
Nothing much.
You're a liar.
That's why I quit. Okay, yeah, see, this is like creepy, evil kind of stuff.
Yeah, it's perfect for Halloween.
Right. Oh, I like that. From the Pinnacle.
God, that's so good. Okay. Turn off the Coldplay. Oh, that's so rough, man.
Try this one. That's Dave Grohl on the drums right there, too.
Allegedly.
Right. I like that we can only do a 30-minute mix cast and we're just playing music. This is another cover. I don't know who they're covering, but it's a song called I'm a Marionette.
Oh.
Nick, if you can look it up, that'd be cool.
I am a Marionette.
ABBA.
This is an ABBA song?
Yeah.
Oh, all right, now we're
one for three.
Stop 333. Stop doing all the covers. Just play their original stuff. That's fine.
I like their covers.
The only disco cover.
All right, fine.
Oh my goodness.
It's funny that Jimmy Kimmel piece got me thinking about the costumes when you were growing up. For me, the go-to was always Peter Criss from Kiss. Did you guys have a go-to costume as a kid? Because he's right. Yep. Those days, I think, I was Peter Criss probably like 3 or 4 straight years.
There was a 4-year string where I had the same mask because it was awesome. It had light-up eyeballs, so it would just like flash the eyeballs right underneath my normal eyes. But that was like, I would just fit like normal clothes around it and kind of try to do weird things with it.
If memory serves me correct, didn't like your mom like make like some like random like a bag put over your head and that was like your costume for a few years or
something? It was just that mask.
It was like ghetto.
Yeah, it was just that mask, and then I had to figure out my own stuff. Yeah. Like, so I tried to make a shirt that had like extra arms on it and tried to sew it myself, and that did not work out well at all.
That's cool, though.
No, it was terrible.
I was sewing my costume this time because I had to fix it. Because when I got the Batman and Robin, I'm going to be Robin. My original plan was just to be legit Robin, like the cartoony version from the 60s.
Yeah.
Okay. Got the costume. I was all pumped. Showed up in the mail. Put it on. And it gave me the biggest moose knuckle that you could ever imagine.
So hot.
Oh, dude.
Getting some tips, huh?
I'm sorry. Did you say tips?
Yeah.
Just the tip.
You're going to see more than just the tip, let's just say. It would. I put it on. I walked upstairs to show it to Sid, and I'm like, hey, what do you think? And she just starts laughing. Like, tears coming out of her face. Like, oh, my God, look. Turn around. Giant wedgie up the butt.
Oh, man.
And I could barely get it over my shoulders, man.
Crack attack isn't too bad, though. I mean, that's fine. But if you're showing off, like...
The moose knuckle?
Yeah,
we don't need the Marina moose to show up to our party.
At least not around your pants.
So, yeah. So, I had to, like, get all creative. So, I took the Robin R and I glued it on. I went to Target, bought like an athletic red shirt, glued the R on there. And then
you completely punted.
Oh, 100%.
Wow.
Cut the green sleeves off of the costume, sewed them onto the sleeves of my Robin. Right. Nice. And then I just so happened I was at Hot Topic because, you know, that's where I go and talk to the ladies.
Right.
Sure.
I was hoping to actually find a Robin shirt there so I wouldn't have to do all that. But what I did find was a Robin snapback cap. So that's why I'm Robin from the streets, because I'm wearing a baseball cap with the blindfold, the Robin R on the ball cap.
Right.
I got the cape, and now I got to just cut the boots part of the onesie original outfit off, and then I'm going to just safety pin them to my jeans.
Onesie. Nice.
Oh, yeah. Christ.
Okay. And boom, my costume is done.
Nice. Oh, my God.
That's why buying those prepackaged Halloween costumes are the worst.
Well, it's
sometimes.
Nice when you get to try them on,
right?
Which is nice at Spirit. I never knew that you could try those costumes on.
Yeah, they've got dressing rooms.
You just put your underwear on, like make sure they're still.
I just put it over the jeans. Okay. Yeah,
it's usually the safest thing.
Yeah, I figured.
Oh, I go full commando. And
and then you walk out and go, "Hey, what do you think, sir?"
Yeah.
Well, for your costume, like going commando would probably work better in the original way, right? So you're not getting a wedgie?
It would be far less offensive.
Yeah.
I think you guys seeing my dong would be more less offensive than the moose knuckle that I was providing.
That's amazing.
You guys remember the ones that came in the box that was a mask and a... Like an apron that was the outfit.
It was like a garbage bag that was colored.
If you go to some of...
What was the name of the guy? Ben something.
Oh, I don't know. Was it one guy behind all that stuff?
Yeah, there was like a brand.
I don't remember that.
I don't remember
with the plastic mask and the plastic costume.
But I used to live on Capitol Hill, and I'd go to a couple of the costume shops up there, and they have some of those things for sale, and they're hundreds of dollars.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Because they all got wrecked by the kids. You know, I remember just blowing mine out.
That was my Peter Criss costume. Yeah. It was the same one. I just used recycled it. I took care of that thing for a few years. But it was just
Ben Cooper?
Ben Cooper, yes.
Yeah, and these are crappy costumes.
Dude, they were hundreds and hundreds of dollars.
Isn't that what Michael Myers from the movie Halloween? It's a
Shatner mask. It's a Shatner. I don't know where it came from.
I'm assuming it's a Ben Cooper Star Trek mask, but maybe I'm wrong.
You might be wrong.
Oh, they went defunct in 1992.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Somebody's going to bring it back. Some hipster place like Urban Outfitters is going to bring back Ben Cooper. You know it.
Yeah, and it was just this ended up going bankrupt.
Oh man, that would have been funny if all of us wore Ben Cooper costumes, like not paid hundreds of dollars, paid like $20 like they used to be.
Yeah.
And just all showed up in like the garbage bag pullover. Saturday though, I'm also doing a show with the new originals over at the Hard Rock. We're part of this tribute night. There's a Kiss cover band, which features Joe Dredd, our buddy, Video Joe.
Never heard of him.
Yeah, he's got a Kiss cover band. There's a Misfits cover band, and then there's the new originals. So I'm like, well, I got to wear a different costume for that because Sid's coming with me for that one.
Oh, are you guys pairing up again?
We always got to pair up.
Yeah.
100% on, like, originally she was thinking about being Robin, too, like the female version.
That'd be fun.
I mean, bless her soul, she thought it just looked too skanky on her, so she didn't want to do it.
Oh.
So we're doing... We're
you don't hear a lot of girls say that.
I know.
I know. It's like the Halloween is the time where they can just totally go crazy and like have the costumes that are like, yeah, like duct tape and like friggin' stamps over their nips, man.
Yeah.
Well, and like I saw the costume and it was cute, but there was like the skirt like had a cut like a slit in it that was super high. Otherwise, it was cute. Like it would have been fine.
And it shows up on the side of her.
I used your sewing skills there, Steve, and sewn it up for her.
Did
you guys buy it?
No.
Just so you could use it later.
She's going to be...
Yeah.
That's a good point. Oh, Robin doing Robin?
Yeah.
That's a sex tape I'd watch.
Hello.
Especially if I'm in it.
Hello, you porn. Upload.
Wow. So we're going to be Ninja Turtles.
Okay.
And
nice.
So she got like a cute girl version of a Ninja Turtle costume. I wanted to be Minions, but the Minion girl costume she didn't dig. And I thought it was fine, but it was a little too like frumpy.
Okay.
But I thought that would have been awesome, two Minions walking around. So mine's though is like the Ninja Turtle pajama onesie.
Nice.
Okay. It's not very flattering. But I'm wearing it.
Is it color coded like they were? Like are you a specific turtle?
They give you both costumes give you all the masks.
All four.
Look at that.
So
that's nice.
I think I'm going to go. Who's orange?
Orange is Michelangelo.
I'm going to be Michelangelo because for the new originals, I'm going to use my. I have two drum sets. I have an old Ludwig that's red, and I have a Boom Theory. It's a local custom company, and it's a green glitter kit. So I'm like, well, that's the kit I got to use for right.
Yeah.
And I have a orange snare drum.
Oh, there you go. Perfect.
I figured I'm matching my Michelangelo with my drums.
Make sure you get someone to throw up a pizza at you.
I'm okay with that. As long as I can eat it.
Yeah.
I was thinking could take all four masks and like in between songs, you'd be like, hold on, costume change.
new drummer. Well, how about this? Like, so Miles sends me a text out of the blue. And just like, hey, man, I'm just curious. What size bass drum do you use? And I'm like, that's a very
personal question.
Right. Yes. I almost didn't answer him. So then I get back.
Especially
to him.
For Miles, you never know where that question's going
right,
to go.
Yeah, right. Right.
And check out what he got made Ravens for me.
Fan. Oh wow, that's awesome!
He got me a because I was thinking about.
Oh, that is cool.
He got me the Rock logo, the orange and or not orange, the red and yellow, like old school 80s style Rock.
Mm-hmm.
He got that printed on a giant bass drum head.
That's amazing.
I have no idea how he pulled that off, but I was like, damn, because I was thinking about going to like Toys R Us buying a. Like a big birthday card, like a Ninja Turtle birthday card or a bag that has the Ninja Turtle shell and cutting it out and like gluing it onto my bass drum head.
DIY.
Well, I was like, I'm going to do this. Well, I was probably going to just tape it. I don't want to make it permanent. But this is way cooler.
Yeah, that kicks the crap out of like almost anything else.
Good term.
Oh, look at that.
Wait, isn't there supposed to be a little hole in it for the.
Yeah, I got to. Well, you don't have to, but it makes it easier to mic.
How else do you get your sleeping bag in there?
I don't
know. Yeah, like sleeping bags or pillows.
Something. I know people do that. I like to have the dump of a bass drum.
Okay, yeah. Is it like, why do they do that? I've never understood that.
I have no idea.
I did it when I bought a drum set when I was like 18 off of eBay for like $150. I was like, I got to put something in there. Yep. No idea why.
It deadens the ring, so there's not much of a ring. So when you hit that bass drum, it's more like a poof as opposed to a boom.
Well, now we know.
Yeah. I like to have the ring because I got a 24-inch kick. I want it to sound big. Like,
yeah.
I like that big sound. But also, they make drum heads now that muffle it better. That used to be an easy
technology.
Poor man's version of muffling, and also not really poor man, lazy man's version of muffling, because it's a pain in the ass to tune drums. Any chance I could do to cheat the system and not have to spend that time, especially on a bass drum, throw a pillow in there, it's fine. Sounds like a bass drum.
Have they ever put you behind the glass wall? I've been to a few shows where the drummer's like behind the wall.
In church.
It's weird. It's really weird.
In church?
Not the church I play
people
in.
People throwing money up there?
Yeah. It's for his protection.
Just put it in the collection plate. Come on.
That's a way better answer than the serious answer. I did like a memorial service for the Lakewood cops where I performed a song. We did Knockin' on Heaven's Door with a couple of Lakewood police officers. It was a very cool experience, but they did it at a church in Parkland, I think, or in Lakewood. I can't remember where.
That's right about the same area.
Close.
Yeah.
I think it was Parkland. And it was a huge church.
Ording.
And the drummer in Squim. We did it in Squim, Shay.
Concrete.
And the drums were behind one of those, as you see on the late night TV talk shows, like the plexiglass almost looking thing. And the reason they do that is to keep the sound of the drums and the other instruments bleeding together. So when you're miking things, it's easier to isolate the instruments.
Gotcha. Mm.
And yet it's clear, so we can still see your face.
I hate those things, though. They just look stupid.
It's next time I'm going to throw stuff at the drummer.
Despite all my rage, I'm still just a rat in this acrylic cage. Bonk, bonk, bonk. You guys doing good? You excited for Halloween?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
So we know that Rev, you're going to be Wreck-It Rev.
Yep.
Toppy, yours is a surprise.
I can tell on this thing.
Okay.
I don't mind telling. I'm going to be SpongeBob.
Are you wearing the costume that your father-in-law made for you?
Yes. Rev has seen
so
it in
amazing.
Action once before.
It's so sick.
But Toppy has an issue.
Yeah, I was just touching up the paint on it because it's been worn once before, and I was a little rough on it.
Yellow. Mm-hmm.
Dude, if the bar is brown, packed, actually, you are going to be the biggest pain in the ass for everybody.
Absolutely.
That's why I'm not wearing it the next night. Because I'm going to a house party, and I can't wear this now. But I don't care on our
you
our
just hang out on stage.
Night.
Yeah.
But I was just finishing up a little paint on it and touch-up paint, and I'm looking at it, and I already told my wife, I have to have your car because this isn't going to fit in my truck.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at her car as I'm painting it, and I'm like, wait a minute, is it going to fit in that damn car? And sure enough, no, not even close. So I don't have a vehicle that I can
you
put it inside.
You can just strap it to the roof.
Well,
yeah,
I'll put
it's going to rain.
It's going to rain, and so
I got tarps.
One option is tarp it and put it in the bed of the truck.
Yeah.
Rent a U-Haul.
That's, I guess, an option. I didn't think about that one. But
my suggestion is just call an Uber and don't get in the Uber. Just put your costume in the Uber.
Meet you there.
And say, I'll meet you there.
Meet you there. I'm exploring my options.
If there's any Titanic douches out there, maybe they can help you.
I would love an email at topshelf@kisw.com if you are going to the thing on Friday. And I don't want to send people way the hell out of their way. I live in Federal Way. So if you're in a South Ender and you're planning on going to the Renton party, you know, send me an email, and if you think you can fit, you have to either have an SUV.
You gotta have a van.
Or
man.
A van.
Yeah.
And you gotta have a seat for me besides
sweet
that.
Sweet wizard airbrushed onto the side.
Yeah. Oh, plus you get a free ride.
Right.
And then you can get wasted. Because drunk SpongeBob is a lot more fun than sober SpongeBob.
Yeah, because one of my real options is borrowing my in-law's rig to, and then I can't drink.
Yeah.
Because I'll have to drive, so. It'd be nice if I could have some options. So email me, people.
All right. topshelf@kisw.com if you're coming from the South End.
And it's a really big costume.
Yeah. Nick, what are you going to be? You're the only one we don't know.
I'm going to be Bob from Bob's Burgers.
Okay.
Are you doing it? Are you going to go full bore with it?
Yeah, I'm shaving the
beard.
Yes!
Oh,
what does
porn
Bob
stash.
From Bob's Burgers look like?
He looks like a guy that works in a restaurant.
Is that
he's got a porn stash.
Yeah.
It's the one with H. John Benjamin as the voice. And
here you go. He's right there.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Nice.
So I got to do the hair up a little bit. And I bought some chef's pants. I bought an apron. And the apron was supposed to be here yesterday. But the place that I bought it off of said, oh, sorry, we're out of stock. Like 2 weeks after I ordered the damn thing.
What a pile of crap.
So I got to go and try and find an apron today. But there's I'm going to cash and carry. So.
Oh, there's this store right over here that it used to be a uniform store for, police officers, fire officers. Fire.
Is okay. that Cintas place?
I think so. And it's like two blocks away from here. And they have, I know that Michelle got a chef's coat at one point. So they may have
I'll check
aprons.
It out then. Thanks.
Yeah.
Does it have to be white?
Yeah. If I want to stay true to the...
I have some aprons, but none of them are white.
I know. Like, that's the toughest part. Like,
kiss
trying to...
The
I found
chef.
The perfect apron with, like, the little pocket there for the pen and stuff, and now I'm just going to have to try and get Angie to sew a little pocket onto an apron I find.
I have sewing skills.
Steve.
Yeah. I'm a seamstress.
All right.
Sure. It's my side job, man. I sew things.
I got to try and find this thing today.
Yeah. Sewing things.
Good luck to you on that one.
Thanks. It's a pretty easy costume, though, for the most part. Just got to shave the beard.
You know, we got to get rolling pretty soon, so why don't we do a couple of voicemails, emails, and text messages?
Yeah. We'll...
Ah! Boom! Here we go! Here we go! All right, top shelf, since you're SpongeBob.
Yeah.
What do you want?
I want to do voicemails.
All right, let's do them.
Okay, let's do them on the podcast right now.
Hey, guys, you guys telling your story about the name you use when you had phone sex made me start thinking about how me and my buddy went to Vegas. For the first time, we decided to make aliases for ourselves.
Nice.
My name was John Clark. I was from Washington still, but I was a, because CES was going on, I was a web administrator at Microsoft.
Nice.
I worked for, you know, like two or three girls. Anyway,
for
I'd share that. Also, Caesar, Broncos suck. And Uchi, screw your Niners. Go Hawks.
There you go.
I assume he got laid because of it.
That's what I'm guessing.
I'm hoping that's what he meant. You know, I'm thinking if he would have taken that to the next level, he could pre-print up some business cards. Decide who you want to be first. So you even have a business card that says whoever Clark, I forget his name.
And these days, you could get business cards printed up like that day.
Yeah.
You could probably just go to somewhere like a Kinko's in Vegas and just quick, I need business cards. I'm John Cooper.
Let's go to the AVNs, man. Be a producer of a major label.
Yeah. I'm Steve from Vivid. Because the guy who runs Vivid is named Steve.
Perfect.
And I'm like, look, my name is Steve, and
no last name.
We've got some openings. I'm wondering if you want to come over and audition.
Yeah.
There's a couch.
We've got some openings. Can I see your opening?
Yeah. I see you doing well with Digital Playground, but I think it's time for you to come to the major leagues.
Welcome.
Nice. Emphasis on come to the major leagues.
Okay.
My next voicemail.
All right, guys. I'm going to try this one more time.
Okay, sure.
Let's see if it records your record. Properly.
The knock knock
sound's knock. Been drinking.
Knock knock. Who's there?
Who's there? No, another fail.
It still doesn't work.
No.
Just stop it.
Yeah. Just stop trying.
We're low on. Yeah, you might as well just give that one up.
Is he trying to do music? Or?
I think his response is based off of something he plays off of his speaker, but he always plays it and we can't hear it.
Oh. Yeah.
Hey, no, third time's a charm.
Sure. Oh, yeah, sure.
I have faith. I have faith.
You have that faith.
Faith, okay. The faith.
The ting, ting.
Next, the voice of mail.
Hey, what's the problem with people today? Nobody seems to know how to shake a hand anymore. I've never felt such weak, limp things as when somebody gives me the hand to shake. I was brought up the idea you shake a man's hand, and that tells him what you're like, and it tells you what he's like. A firm handshake. Oh. You don't have to break his hand.
No.
Just make it firm. Give a little resistance. Push back. Don't be a fish, man. Be a muscle. Be a fist. Be hard, not too hard. Use the perfect practice
firm.
With somebody, but get it right because I'm not. If I shake another fish, I'm gonna drown myself.
All right. Well, we might like to.
Well, welcome to the Pacific Northwest.
Wow.
Those of us that grew up without fathers that teach us how to shake hands.
No one taught me how to shake a hand.
I was very passionate about handshaking.
Yeah,
I always hate when you shake somebody's hand. I always hate when I. Don't get in the, like,
yes.
You know, like, sometimes someone grabs your hand before you really got in there.
Yep.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're just, like, you're using just, like, from the knuckle up.
Squeeze right here. Like, yeah.
You know, I mean,
knuckle
you
up.
You didn't even make the knuckle, you didn't even get the full knuckle in there. You know what I mean, Rev?
Yeah.
And
he knows.
And it's just
this
soft handshake. And I'm like, sometimes I'll do it. I'll be like, let's do that again. I'm not happy with my handshake.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
It's
a friend.
Basically, it's just like letting go. We're just like, well, that didn't happen. We'll just move on with our lives.
Yep. That went badly.
Wow.
Any more voicemails?
One more, yeah.
Oh, boy.
I cannot stand it when my husband He leaves a coffee mug in our sink with just a little splash of coffee in it. It's just like, why can't you just rinse the coffee out and leave the mug in the sink?
But, this sounds like
Angie. But when I get home, that little bit of coffee has dried. Now I have to scrub it out. And it's really annoying. I just, why can't people just rinse the mug out? Why are they leaving it in the sink with just a little bit of coffee and then I have to scrub it? It's just, it's really annoying.
It's not that hard. That was...
I totally get where she's coming from.
People need to stay positive.
Because I wash the dishes in our work sink all the time.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, like, yeah.
God dang.
It's just like people the wasteland the here, man.
People just like, I don't know what they do at their home. I hope they don't treat their home the way they treat our kitchen.
Yeah.
Because no. it's like a war zone.
Well, people, like, there is a sign that's been there for 10 years.
10 years.
Why do I know that? Because I put it up there 10 years ago.
10 years.
That
10
says,
years.
This stupid sink does not have a garbage disposal.
Oh, you put that up there?
Yes, 10 years ago.
Oh, man.
Stop dumping your goddamn food in the sink. It doesn't go down.
Right.
Well, some of it does, like peas and corn kernels.
I was about
says
to say.
The guy who dumps all the food over there, Mono
I once
Nick.
Saw SpaghettiOs in the sink, and I thought there's only one man that would do
those
that.
Go right down.
SpaghettiOs will go straight down that
unless
sink.
You get the meatballs, and then they might not.
I don't leave any of those.
You're leaving a bad example, Nick,
you
because
say
people.
That.
I do the dishes, do you?
I do my dishes.
Well, yeah, I do my own.
And there was a lump of SpaghettiOs still in the bottom of the trapper. God. I had to scoop
it out. Oh, darn. Do you know how
you
many times I scooped
there.
That out?
No, what? So now
do you know
I
how
have
many
to
times?
Be, do well, I have to be punished for the actions of others?
We all have to do it.
This woman, she had a call with this message, and now look, we're all falling apart. And I had
yeah,
this podcast.
We're fighting.
We got to get out of here. We're supposed to stay positive.
Ow!
We don't even have time for Facebook drama.
No!
Damn voicemails.
Damn it.
Limp shakes and...
Do you like the Franks or the meatballs better in the spaghetti?
Oh, meatballs all
Franks.
The way.
Really? Go with the Franks.
It's all fake anyway.
Yeah, right.
It's all the
it'll
same.
It'll give you cancer.
It's true.
Don't worry about it.
This was a short one, but it was a fun one. Until the end, Nick.
God!
You slob. Don't punish us for what others do to you.
Yeah. All right.
What did I ever do to you, man? We gotta stay positive. Hey, everybody have a great Halloween. If you have the opportunity, please come to the AFK Elixirs and Eatery. It's over in Renton where the old keg used to be. We're going to be there starting at 7 o'clock on Friday night. We're going to be wearing costumes. You should, too. Rock girls are going to look sexy as F. And we're giving away a bunch of prizes. So hopefully we'll see you there. Till next week, stay positive and suck it.
Is your business struggling to be seen, not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.